NASA is holding a news conference at this hour to talk about the investigation of the destruction of the space shuttle Columbia. The agency has said it will hold two briefings a day to get the information out. A senior NASA administrator, William Reedy, read a statement from the families of the Columbia astronauts.
On January 16th, we saw our loved ones launch into a brilliant, cloud-free sky. Their hearts were full of enthusiasm, pride in country, faith in their God, and a willingness to accept the risk in pursuit of knowledge. Knowledge that might improve the quality of life for all mankind. Columbia's 16-day mission of scientific discovery, which was a great success, was cut short by mere minutes. Yet it will live on forever in our memories. We want to thank the NASA family and people from around the world for their incredible outpouring of love and support. And although we grieve deeply, as do the families of Apollo 1 and Challenger before us, the bold exploration of space must go on.
William Reedy, a senior NASA administrator, reading a statement from the families of the Columbia astronauts. Another NASA administrator, Michael Kostelnik, said that the agency is focusing much of its attention on the families of the astronauts.
I will ask you to recall and to realize that our primary focus right now is on the families, much of which has been talked about. We are certainly supporting them at the Johnson Space Center as we speak, and one of our primary responsibilities out in the field, and I know there's been many questions and some reportings all, we are trying to recover the remains of these national heroes and get them back to their families as soon as possible.
NASA Administrator Michael Kostelnik. Later today, All Things Considered will report on the investigation of the shuttle Columbia and the continuing search for debris.